Welcome back on number two on a Monday night. Jeff and Erica here for this hour to bring you more information. We do like, if you're new to the program, to spend some time in the hour reading from you, for you, from social media, posts of people who are going through the terrible ordeal of being wounded and injured, either by the vaccine or by the vaxxed. We read a lot of stories about shedding. And if I had to rank things right now, I would say, in all seriousness, probably shedding is the number one issue that we need to worry about. About 20% of the people have not been shot up, and we need to protect them. And I hope all of you agree with that, the vaxxed and the unvaxxed, because many of you vaxxed out there understand what's been done to you. It's not your fault. You're a victim, true victim. So we're going to spend some time this hour reading more stories from human beings who are going through unimaginably horrific things, and they haven't been shot up. Now, this is something that is clearly growing, not just in terms of numbers of people on a various message group or forum. It's getting to be worse. And as Erica said long ago, she feels, and I agree with her, that we each and every one of us, depending upon our existing immunological competence, our diet, our lifestyle, the stress in our lives, etc., and if we're living around vaxxed people, we're all going to react to shedding possibly a little differently, and that's what seems to be happening. Hello, young lady. Welcome back.
Hi, Jeff. Happy Monday. Good to be back.
I thought you were going to say Happy Mother's Day. All right, well, yes, thank you. Good to have you back. We do our best here, and I want all of you to know also that this is not easy, what we do. And like you, listening to it, it's a burden, and it's not fun, but it's the damn truth, and we are going to go as far as it takes, as long as it takes, to make sure we give you the best we can. You need to know. You have a God-given right to know, and this alleged government doesn't agree with that at all. And I'm talking about the national government, the federal government, and take it up to the top, however high you want to go. It doesn't matter. They look upon us as just expendable sheep, and that's how they treat us. Okay. First of all, what are your thoughts about shedding in terms of its importance now? See, we have 20% of the people we thought maybe were going to survive unintact or intact from this thing, this unimaginable assault on us. But in point of fact, the shedding issue is getting to be, I think, more obvious all the time. And it's very serious. Is it a question of people just running up to their tolerance level? Are they running out of room to handle these things? Are they over the top of their threshold? How does it look to you right now?
I think it's getting worse. I'm seeing, you know, there was a whole wave of people last year who were the first to report feeling something not good about after being around the vaxxed. I mean, it was clear fairly soon after the rollout that these things were shedding. And what they were shedding is the only question, but they were having some very serious adverse effects on people, the most notable being the women with their menstrual cycles, and then women who were pregnant losing those pregnancies just from being around the vaxxed. But we
just
also
from
had
being around. Excuse me, I got to underscore that. Just from being around the vaxxed, you don't not necessarily touching, hugging, just being around them. Okay, and that includes a lot of different things. But the point is very well taken and extremely important. You must choose carefully who you spend your time with physically. Okay? Go ahead.
Yeah, it whatever it is aerosolized. I don't think anybody's disputing that anymore. Touch or contact seems to be a more effective method of spreading whatever it is, but it's most definitely aerosolized. And so there was that wave of people, and people struggled for much of last year, half of this year, finding ways of dealing with it. And some people have been sickened to the point of being at death's door with these adverse effects.
Unvaxxed people, dear friends. Unvaxxed.
Yes, and, you know, we've got a couple accounts that, you know, we can share with you. It's bad. It's bad. I mean, some of these people are neurologically disabled. Others just, they cannot go out and be anywhere near the general public because so many of the general public now is vaxxed and shedding. But there's some debate as to, are the vaxxed, because they keep getting boosted, shedding more? Or have people who have developed
a tolerance? And if the booster is double-dosed, if it's a double-dose booster like Pfizer said they were going to do.
That's coming. That's supposedly coming. It may already be here. We don't know. And the bottom line is we don't even really know what's in these shots. I suspect it's variable. But there's some question as to whether or not the people who keep getting these shots are becoming more prolific producers of this, we assume it's spike, but there's other things in there as well. Or are the people who have been sensitized to whatever's coming out of the vaxxed just reached their threshold and they can no longer tolerate any additional doses without succumbing to what appears to be something like a chronic inflammatory response syndrome?
Right.
And that's a condition that's often associated with mold toxicity. Or maybe it's a combination. It seems as though people have become sensitized possibly to the protein, the spike protein itself. To give an example of this protein, I was talking to Jeff about this the other day. We used to obsess about a protein called gluten. Before all this nonsense started. And people who had developed sensitivity to gluten realized that when they ate it in various foods, and wheat tended to be the biggest offender, they would have unpleasant side effects from it. So they learned very quickly that, you know, if you don't want those side effects, you avoid the gluten. And some people, because of their genetic predisposition, actually developed antibodies against the gluten that cross-reacted with their own proteins, namely the villi that line their intestinal tract. And those people, if they did not make a concerted effort to avoid gluten at all costs, could actually die from this autoimmune disease because their own bodies would destroy the villi in their intestines and they couldn't absorb any nutrients. So when you think about a protein, they can be toxic depending on how your body reacts to it. And I think with this spike protein, it is designed to be, it's called a super antigen. So it is designed to provoke your immune system into hyper-reacting to it. It's just certain people probably have a greater tolerance for it than others. But I think it's ultimately, if you get enough of it often enough, you will eventually react to it and suffer for it. The other thing it seems to be doing also, which may be provoking the immune system, is collecting iron, possibly.
This is not new, but it's something we don't talk about very often. So go through it slowly. This is important. Again, we've mentioned it in the past, but we're going to do it again.
Yeah, it's funny how this is sort of faded from discussions and mm-hmm. just the general consciousness when we talk about the spike protein. But when people were getting sick with the virus early on, it was known that the virus, and now we know it's most likely due to the spike protein on the virus, it was very having a very, very adverse impact on the regulation of iron in the blood and the body. It was pulling the iron off the heme molecule, and that was what was resulting in people being unable to breathe. It was not their lungs as much as it was their inability for their red blood cells to carry oxygen. So the spike protein has a certain affinity for iron. And so when you realize the many uses of iron in the body, and if the body cannot have access to the iron it needs to build heme molecules, you're going to suffer a wide range of problems. And then what may be also happening is the iron is floating around the body on the spike protein or just maybe freely, and I I suspect, I can't prove it, I don't have any proof yet, but this may be the result or maybe the cause of why people are becoming magnetic. If they have spike in them, that spike can be carrying iron, and iron is magnetic. People want to say it's the graphene. Graphene is not magnetic. It's conductive, but it's not magnetic. So, you know, that's still open to conjecture as to how graphene is fitting into all this.
And boy, is graphene... go ahead.
Graphene is a form of carbon.
Yeah.
And there's people that are saying that it's in the vax, and maybe it is, and there's another group of people that say, no, we've looked 16 different ways, and we're not finding it.
Bottom line is graphene oxide is now back. It's being kicked around and talked around all over the Internet, especially in social media groups, depending on which group. But they're talking about it as if they know for a fact that they are being victimized by graphene oxide.
Yeah,
there's no test for it. There's no test for a spike protein that we're allowed to have. I'm sure there
is
a test for it.
That's right.
So, anyway.
So, but, you know, the iron, and if you remember, the spions, the superparamagnetic iron oxide nanoparticles, were initially talked about for a couple of weeks last year and were thought to be present in the vaccines or the injections. And then that went away and became overshadowed with the topic of graphene. I think iron, the dysregulation of iron in the body, it's my belief that it is a big part of the problems that people are suffering. Because iron can cause severe oxidative stress if it is not regulated properly.
See, here's another angle, and we talk about this fairly often. There are so many potentials and pathways for this mRNA and resultant spike, overwhelming spike in your body, to take you out of the game, take you down. It's not funny. There's just angle after angle after angle. And when they work together, they get worse. I don't know. I don't know. I still don't think we have... I mean, Erica came across a protein that was as large as the spike or a little larger. We don't know what that protein does. And Big Al Borla is not going to tell us. We're not going to know. And we have other things in there, too. Go ahead.
You know, the way the unvaxxed are being so affected by the vax now, I'm beginning to think that they may be using this self-amplifying mRNA or replicons in these injections.
Okay, replicons, that's an important word. Let's go through, what is a replicon, real simple?
A replicon is a piece of RNA that can copy itself.
Okay.
It can self-replicate, which is utterly frightening if it's, you know, been modified to be synthetic and be resistant to the normal degradation pathways in the body, so it just keeps going.
Now, theoretically, mRNA, once it's been injected into you, is not self-replicating, theoretically.
That's what they told us. mRNA, they told us that it would be degraded just like your own body's mRNA after, you know, it's produced and it's degraded right away after it's served its purpose. That's not happening with these.
Nope.
It's sticking around for, 60 days at least? For as long as it's there, it keeps getting read and translated into a spike protein.
Now, if the mRNA is in fact being assisted by replicons to duplicate itself, we're in even worse trouble. And I say that with the idea of exhalation and shedding. Somebody's exhaling, and their body's producing not just spike proteins by the trillions, but they're now producing bodies of those who are getting these replicons, and they could be getting them. They're throwing off mRNA. If you happen to become contaminated via shedding with an mRNA, forget spike protein for a moment. You're setting up shop with those mRNAs that will self-replicate in your body to produce, or to your body to produce, spike proteins. So you might as well have been vaxxed. Do you follow?
Yeah, or you know, I don't know. I mean, a replicon is just the you know, a set of instructions that tell something to duplicate itself.
Anything.
Well, what's being duplicated? We don't know.
We don't know. We do not know. This thing just gets to be crazier all the time. And I think now we're seeing why they initially, and we have been talking about shedding as a problem and a potential crisis for, I think, since the beginning. It was one of the first things we talked about over a year and a half ago. Now I'm beginning to see it on some of the larger internet alt platforms. It's almost like listening to us a year and a half ago, which is fine. So just so the information gets out there, we're not expecting any credit or anything to be thrown this way. It doesn't matter. The matters are inclusive of telling people what's going on. Those are the matters that matter.
Well, what's interesting is I think more people are being affected by this shedding. You know, for a while there were a lot of people who were doubting it. And then something happened, and they got a taste of it, and now they know it's real.
Okay, let's do this little video with Meryl Nass, and we'll get to some of these shedding cases. Meryl Nass warns about the new mRNA flu vaccines coming in September. She also warned about the new COVID mRNA vaccines. Let's see what we can do with this. I think it'll play. Here we go.
We're not going to have to wait very long before new messenger RNA shots are available. They're going to be here in a month or two. And what is being pushed out in the United States is a combination influenza shot and a new messenger RNA COVID shot.
Got it. A new influenza shot, which I think is a quadrivalent, which I think is going to have mRNA in it, and then a new COVID shot with mRNA in it. And we thought at first that she was talking about, well, maybe they're going to lump them all together into one injection. I don't think so. I've listened to this two or three times. But the point is, the flu shot apparently is going to have mRNA in it, and you don't want that. And I think it's a quadrivalent. That means four different types of flu will be attenuated and put in this shot, along with mRNA. For what? What's the reason? No answers given. All right, here's Meryl Nass again.
It's going to have, it sounds like, three different antigens. So it's going to have the original shot, the Wuhan.
Okay, an antigen is a bad guy, all right? The bad guy. Let me play this again. It's short.
We're not going to have to wait very long before new messenger RNA shots are available. They're going to be here in a month or two. And what is being pushed out in the United States is a combination influenza shot and a new messenger RNA COVID shot, which is going to have, it sounds like, three different antigens. So it's going to have the original shot, the Wuhan strain spike, and then it's going to have a spike from Omicron BA4, and it looks like a spike from Omicron BA5. We don't know how much total spike there will be in it. It will probably be more than what there is now in simply the Wuhan strain vaccines. And then you're going to have the flu shot as well, with probably four different antigens in that, and maybe more. So nobody knows what that vaccine is going to do to anyone. We don't know how much lipid nanoparticle it will have or messenger RNA, and it will be rushed out as your full flu shot. So everyone be aware and be wary.
To say the least, so the flu shot, four antigens, that would be four strains of the flu, apparently attenuated, but mRNA. Why? Why are they putting mRNA in the flu shots? Seems that they've been using flu shots for decades without doing it.
Well, now, I mean, with the mRNA, they're going to have your cells produce the antigen, which I assume is the hemagglutinin.
That's what they're going to claim. We'll see.
You know, hemagglutinins, there's a reason they call them hemagglutinins, because they cause blood to clot.
Just what we all need.
Oh, joy.
Huh? More clots. More clots. Now, we haven't mentioned the word amyloidosis or amyloid clots here. We talked about clots. These are blood clots. So this upgrade of the COVID shots with three different strains covered, allegedly, and then the new flu shot with four different strains covered, allegedly, and both vaccines having mRNA in them, which will cause your body to produce, at least in terms of the COVID shot, maybe 30 trillion ultimately, maybe more spike proteins. We don't know what the mRNA in the flu shot's going to do, and they're not going to tell us.
No. The whole thing is literally terrifying.
No more needles. No more needles. No more shots. Please, no more needles of any kind. You don't. These people, as you know by now, are lying scum.
Mm-hmm.
They're dirt. They're mass murderers. Don't trust them. And if you're mandated, you walk. Unless you're ready to commit suicide, then play ball. No more.
I think we're going to see a lot of carnage from this.
It's all ramping up anyhow already, but once they roll this out, you know, watch what happens next spring, next summer, next fall, 6 to 9 months after these new shots are rolled out. And I haven't seen anything about testing. Have you? Trials about these? Nothing. Not a word. They're just going to roll them out.
If there were, they were phase one. They were very small. And we know now that they're faking the data.
They're lying. They're lying, monstrous criminals. And their goal is to reduce the world population and get rich in the process. And that's exactly what they're doing. Pfizer's second quarter profit, gross profit, $27 billion. Up. What the hell was it? It was way up from last year's. Anyway, you all understand. Just keep it simple. No more needles. None. Zero.
Yeah.
None. Stop. And I do, excuse me, I do run across people once in a while who admit, well, I got one early on and I haven't had any since. And I say, well, don't get any more. Maybe you were lucky, and maybe you got saline. Maybe you got a placebo. Sometimes I have to explain what a placebo is, but that's fine. And they're not sick, so maybe they did. We think they gave up to 40% in some areas early on, placebos, because they were worried about everybody dropping over dead, like Tiffany Dover.
That would make sense. And I, you know that the manufacturing was not up to par, so some of these batches, I mean, the mRNA was probably degraded and truncated and, you know, was not viable.
Correct. I'm still remarking about this. Let me see if I can find it. Dr. Merrill Nass.
And then you're going to have the flu shot as well, with probably four different antigens in that, and maybe more. So nobody knows what that vaccine is going to do to anyone. We don't know how much lipid nanoparticle it will have or messenger RNA, and it will be rushed out as your full flu shot. So everyone be aware and be wary.
Merrill's pretty smart, and if she's saying that they're going to put mRNA in the flu vax for fall, they're going to put mRNA in the flu vax. She doesn't play games. This is crazy.
Well, this is going to be the new vaccine platform. They want to go this way for
spikes.
All of them.
Every one of them. I forget what it was the last time I heard. I'm sure it's many more now. It was close to 30 that they were making now remaking with mRNA in it. The world has moved into the realm of the mRNA vaccines. And if you trust any of those bastards to put nothing else in there, then is good for you, you're wrong. They're going to kill you. They are killing us. They're killing us fast. And what we're really concerned about now are the unvaccinated and the shedding issue. That is a big, big issue. Don't let anyone simplify it. It's not just spike, although we think spike is clearly there. We think mRNA is potentially there, and things that we don't even know about are there. Don't get hung up on the graphene oxide thing. That's chasing your tail. Just don't. These things seem to come around the block and run again. Go ahead.
Say again that this contention that there's no mRNA in the vaccine, I think it's premature to conclude that, because absence of proof is not proof of absence. The instrumentation that some of these people are using may not be able to detect it. I mean, if it's below the level of detection, which it may be, they are only having to use minuscule amounts of this stuff, it is particularly if it's self-amplifying mRNA. And
self-replicating. If mRNA now is able to replicate itself in your body, you're toast.
Yeah, you don't need much at all to get it going, particularly if it's synthetic.
Is a breath in your face enough? Is a breath and exhalation in your face enough? Maybe.
Quite possibly.
Maybe.
Quite possibly. But let's not forget we have Dr. Arne Burkhardt over in Germany, who has now autopsied 70 or more deceased people who died after the vax, and he was able to detect spike protein in the affected tissues. And there were no other viral proteins in these tissues, so, the logical conclusion is that the spike was the result of having been transfected with the mRNA to produce the spike. So these were self-generated spike proteins that were roaming the body and winding up in organs and tissues that eventually killed the person. So maybe the mRNA is not in every single vial for the reasons we just said. You know, you can't have everybody running to the emergency room or dropping dead all at once. That would certainly shake people's confidence in the vaccine.
Yeah, I think that after a year and a half, I think they've got this now configured that we have fuses on a lot of these things. What do we have? We have cancers showing up, super cancers, turbo cancers.
Yeah, there's a lot of cancer now.
And so, that doesn't mean everyone's going to have a four-week diagnosis to death with it, but it does mean these things are popping up all over the place. You're not hearing anything about mad cow disease, prion disease in the brain either. No one's talking about that, i.e. amyloidosis of the brain. You're not hearing anything about that. When is the last time, and I say this every program practically, you heard anyone say amyloids or amyloid clots or amyloidosis? You're not hearing it. And it is enormously important and a central part of the mechanism of mass death. But no one's talking about it now.
Yeah, it's such a slow and insidious process that, it creeps up on people. They think they're fine, but then they're not feeling quite right. And I can tell you the amyloidosis support groups are growing, and they're filling up with young to middle-aged people. And this is typically an older person's disease, 65 years and above.
Sure.
Assuming it's not genetic. And if it's genetic, it's considered, was considered a rare disease. But to have this many people...
A 30-year-old is not supposed to get it, okay?
No. Not in these kinds of numbers.
All right. Let's see. So Merrill Nass, very important, summed it up. I don't believe they're going to try to combine the COVID three-shot, three-in-one, three strains with the... Well, maybe they would. Who knows? There was that one guy in California that said that children should get all 67 recommended vaccines in one shot. So who knows? Maybe they will take the flu vax with the four different antigens in it. i.e. strains of flu that are supposedly attenuated, and mix it with, I don't know, that we don't know what they're going to do. But I do know that most people are not going to be able to figure it out. It's becoming more complicated and confusing all the time. The chaos level is enormous. People are sick. They're not going out of the house. They don't feel well. They don't know why. In many cases, they don't want to admit to anyone that they don't feel well because their friends may have told them don't get the shot or whatever. So we've got all manner of things at work here to keep this in a state of utter confusion. And that's what they wanted, and they got it.
Yep. And then they throw monkeypox into the mix.
All right, well, we should do a quick monkey business update. What do you have? Anything? Just real quick.
The only thing I've heard is, yes, they continue to see cases of it, particularly in the gay community. But I did hear one story of a child, a four-year-old child, who had a history of eczema, which is, a skin rash. It's a painful skin rash. And the mother, I guess it was over a weekend, and the mother brought him to an ER because the normal doctor wasn't available. And some young resident there immediately diagnosed him with monkeypox. And the mother said, it's not monkeypox. He hasn't been around anybody with monkeypox. It's eczema. He has a history of this. I just need some medication for him. But no, they did a skin scraping, and they sent it off to the lab for analysis. And now, we're waiting to hear on this four-year-old child as to whether or not he has monkeypox. But that's concerning because it seems to be following the same pattern as with the COVID nonsense, that somebody shows up with a cough, they get a diagnosis of COVID. Somebody shows up with a skin lesion, they get monkeypox.
Monkeypox and eczema look nothing alike. Nothing.
Well, if a doctor in a white coat tells you it's monkeypox, what's the average person going to do?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Whatever. I know. It's pretty damn disheartening. Okay, where's my page here? Here it is. No, that's not it. I got to pull it up again here. Monkeypox, by the way, the vaccine demand, we covered that in the last program. So if you're interested in that, by all means, go back and listen to the last program. Had a lot of very good information about this. So there you go. And they're always up there on the homepage for you. Anytime you want to look at them, read them, share them. Please do share them. Send them around. We know they're getting pushed all over the place, but don't hesitate. Okay. So we can start with shedding. We had some shedding stories from last time we didn't get to. I think you've got
Why don't we go to...
You want to go to the new ones?
Yeah, let's go to the newer ones.
Okay. Right, we have interesting posts as well that Eric has pulled up. Dating questions. Now, there's some real humor in this. It's black humor, granted, but it's humorous. I mean, these people just do not understand what danger they're in. I'm not sure they want to understand.
They do,
want their good times. It's just like homosexuals. Give us the vaccine. No one talks about lifestyle changes. No. We're going to keep doing what we're going to do. Give us that vaccine and protect us so we can keep doing these outrageous things to other human beings. Whatever.
Well, this is a question that comes up a lot in some of these groups that, there's many people that are unvaxxed and they know of the risk, but maybe they're looking for some assurance that maybe they're being paranoid.
Yeah.
But people are quick to correct them in that thinking. It's no joke. This, if you can get sick from aerosols, you can get deathly ill from close physical contact. There's no question.
All right. Let's go. First one up is Audrey.
Let's go with.
What do you want to do?
Do you have dating one?
I do.
Okay.
I met someone online. They said They got two jabs last year. Should I run? I haven't met them in person yet. Help. Thanks for the advice. I am pure blood. I'm assuming that means not vaxxed.
Yes. Yep.
All right. Go ahead.
Someone says, run, run. You'll thank yourself later. This is not the right time to get a boyfriend or say yes to handsome sirens online, but to be selfish, focused, and to survive to the other side of this dark sea we unvaxxed have to cross. Being around vaxxed will mess up your blood cells totally, and even if you stop interaction with the vaxxed, the damages take very long to heal. This time will come to an end in 2 years. We will catch the beast and bring its mafia to justice. We are already winning this game. Stay strong. You have sailed so far already.
Interesting, he said 2 years. We got 2 years and 4 months until the Deagle.com date, January 1 of 2025, shows up. I wonder why he said 2 years. I don't know. Okay. All right, this one says Ms. Rude Cat.
That was the initial thread.
Correct. I met someone online. They said they got two jabs last year. You remember, we just said that. All right, here's a response to that. I was warning some guys in their 20s. I'm glad I'm married now because the kill shotted are spreading a new STD to the healthy non-injected. One of them said, what? I said, doctors are reporting those healthy sleeping with kill shotted. Let me reread that. Doctors are reporting those who are healthy sleeping with kill shotted are getting to be very sick. One of them, who is a pure blood, said, oh my God, looked to his other friend, said, I slept with that girl 2 weeks ago. After the second time during that weekend, my nose started bleeding. And that was 2 weeks ago. It won't stop. But it's an on and off. And I bleed like never before. I bled 2 full glasses of blood from my nose. Once it starts, I cannot get it to stop. He is very scared. Pass this warning along to your single friends. The kill shotted are diseased and spreading a new dangerous STD. Yeah, it's the spike death. The kill shotted are dangerous to the healthy, is what we know now. Spread this post to others by email and to your groups and social media. People need to hear how people are getting severely sick. My wife and I have both gotten severely sick since the kill shot started 5 times. 5 times they've gotten sick. The first time was 14 days. Second time was 10 without treatment. You feel like somebody, hold on, these awfully small text. Somebody sucked the life out of you as you have no energy and suffer extreme fatigue with many other symptoms. Now we have a treatment program and nip ASAP upon exposure to these walking bioweapons. But with these types of extreme conditions happening to the healthy, we must know what is happening inside us. We cannot see or feel, and we are being damaged for life from exposures. What is happening to our bodies, short, mid, and long term? We all need to know. We are using a Royal Rife frequency machine, which does wonders, and I would like to know what frequencies they're using and what targets they're going after, but I don't. We have been experiencing taking NAC, the night of exposure, to those spreading the disease, i.e., if they get close and we breathe in their air, inhale, or they touch us. The sickest times we got were when we did not know about this and were near those on the beach for an extended period of time. Note the sun causes them to sweat, which releases huge quantities of the poison. We don't even want to walk down the wind or downwind of people. Now we change direction to avoid breathing their poisons from their bodies. They all took the kill shots, and we both got very sick. Then we were in a car. Dear friends, Don't get in a car with anyone who's been vaccinated. Don't go into an office with anyone who's been vaccinated. Don't do it. We've talked about this forever, and you all understand what we're meaning. It's dangerous, to put it mildly. All right, then we were in a car with two kill-shotted people. That was like getting clubbed over the head. We both started getting scratchy throats and fog. We thought that they were purebloods, so we asked as we started getting symptoms, and they confessed they took the shots. You see, people are lying. They're not going to tell you. The symptoms started within 10 minutes, and by 20 minutes, we told them we have to get out of the car. And they did. Lastly, we thought we could go to see a dance show at a theater. Using my Bluetooth app, I started noticing the count of MAC addresses. MAC is what?
Oh, it's a Bluetooth signal.
It's that Bluetooth address? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Of MAC addresses that come out of those kill-shotted started to rise. They were in a concert, okay? First around 60, and then broke 100 people radiating individual IDs, Bluetooth IDs, from their bodies. And that climbed to 200, to our astonishment. Then we started to get surrounded. Oh, my screen just went dark. Hold on. By them again, and we noticed the scratchy throat. I was starting to think, we have to leave. But my logic is saying that $100 in tickets? Well, we stayed, and the final count I took was 318 IDs as we left. My wife could not take it. And then in my left eye, it felt like a cigar-sized group of needles sticking into my left eyeball. It was extricating. That's not the
right
word.
Maybe excruciating.
Yeah, it was
probably excruciating, misspelling.
It was extricatingly excruciating. My left eye has not been the same since. Feels sort of dry when I close my lid. We as humans need to start demanding vocally for health departments to address what is happening to the healthy. Good luck. We know of many people getting sick, and we know of two women who have experienced severe abnormalities with their periods after an exposure event to the kill-shotted diseased, who never had problems before. This is very scary and concerning, the reality we are all facing now. If the militaries fail, as the police have to address these crimes of treason and genocide, then we the people must initiate citizens' arrests of every person involved in any way, then hold public tribunals to prosecute and execute all involved. No more defense. It is time for a global offense against those murdering and injuring us in mass. Well, okay. Forgive the rough reading. These people do not use punctuation anymore. It's almost one roll-on sentence after another, or run-on. There's some talk here about a call to arms to get up and try and take the law into your own hands, which ultimately should happen, but I don't think it's going to. Public tribunals, how's this going to work? Anyway,
no,
there's a lot of frustration out there.
Yeah, there is. And in certain areas, we're still grossly outnumbered.
Oh, 80% to 20?
Something like that, yeah.
All right, go ahead with the next couple.
Okay, I broke up with a woman when I found she was vaccinated. Although I asked her not to do it, in Russia you could pay and you wouldn't get the vaccine. It would just get poured down the sink. But she went and got vaccinated. Forgive me, but I don't want to talk to a fool.
Go ahead.
Another one from Russia. It's amazing that we have the same problems with people in Russia as you have in Europe. I thought everyone there was vaccinated. I'm surprised that not everyone. And how many clean people are there?
And finally?
Okay. Well, just got on a dating app, saw a woman that's in her 30s, been there for a while. She is now boobless and hairless. She developed cancer. She's pro-vax and pro-mask. I told her it was the vax, I tried to warn her months ago on the app. I tried to warn many, but my God, they are so stubborn and brainwashed.
Boobless and hairless. But she's butchered.
Cancer. Well, yeah, yeah, and probably not connecting the dots.
No. Oh, this is amazing. She's still pro-vaxxed. I don't see. How do you hold out hope for the masses when
I know.
You read these kinds of things? It's very difficult. All right, severe shedding. Go ahead, read this one.
All right, this is a really extreme case. Hi, everyone. I am sick and bedridden as a result of vax shedding. I was exposed to hundreds of vax people 3 months ago. I started having horrible symptoms like bleeding out on the floor from menstruation and chest pains. I started detoxing the graphene when I found out what had happened, and it turned my blood to syrup. I did a live blood analysis with an ND, and they said my immune system was attacking my body. To try and get rid of the graphene, I have bentonite clay. I've done bentonite clay baths, which recirculated in my body for 2 weeks. NAC, glutathione, charcoal, you name it, I did it. As I detoxed, it felt like sulfuric acid ripping through my body. Fast forward to a little over a month ago, I was desperate for answers and went to the ER. They did an MRI, and I have not been the same since. My soft tissues are literally dissolving. I cannot take supplements as they burn my insides and my soft tissues, including my esophagus and stomach, which are eroding away. My hands have no elasticity. My skin is paper thin. I can barely get down water. I am dissolving, and I don't know what to do. I think what's happening to me is a one-in-a-million horror movie scenario. I need insight or a med bed to be real. Please help. I cannot sit up. Nothing inside me is supporting me. I can barely eat or drink, and my poor mom has to do everything for me. I do not know how long I have. I am 37, and my name is Audrey.
Wow. Wow. I don't know what kind of future these people can expect. I really don't. It's so sad. They're not vaxxed. They probably thought, I'm not going to get the shot. I'll be okay. But shedding has changed all that. Now, we're not trying to scare everybody into staying indoors all the time. That's not the issue here. You need to be aware of the danger you're facing and you're exposing yourself to when you are in a relatively confined area. My God, an automobile with the vaxxed. Or if you go into a treatment office at an ND or a massage therapist. No. You're in a small room. And a massage therapist especially is rubbing spike proteins all day long. And God knows what else. You want those hands on you? I know some of you out there may be in the business, but I'm sorry, you're facing an issue. Maybe you could do it with gloves. I don't know. All right, here's another one.
That's a continuation, number two.
Oh, is it? Oh, this is Audrey again?
Okay. Someone replies to Audrey, yep.
Yeah, okay. Very beautiful. Question, did you have sexual contact with anyone vaccinated? It does feel like my digestive system took a hit. It feels a bit hollow when I go to sit down in the bathroom. I think parasites? Try black cumin seed oil, ivermectin, if you can. And there's a response to that, or another response.
That's Audrey replying.
That's Audrey. A-U-D, I got it. Thank you. What's the heart mean? Just thank you?
Yes, thank you.
No, I was around hundreds of newly vaxxed co-workers last year. I was so sensitive I could feel myself inhaling the graphene. It felt like little microscopic pieces of glass. Then a heaviness in my chest. I do think the most potent graphene transmission is 1 to 2 months after vaccination. When I was in the hospital, I could tell which nurses were boosted and which ones weren't, because I felt myself breathing the graphene when the boosted ones entered my room. It's been a horror movie for me, being this sensitive during this planned genocide. Wow. Go ahead. There's another one from Audrey.
Someone asked her about the MRI she had done. Unfortunately, it burned me. The only way I can explain what happened is that when I did the MRI, the graphene heated up and tore through my soft tissues, thus dissolving muscles and connective tissues and the underlayers of skin, hence the sulfuric acid feeling under my skin. La Quinta Columna said anyone with graphene oxide who had an MRI either died or didn't recover. I used to be able to do melatonin as well. I was thinking maybe plasma infusions with my own blood, but where do I get it? And if my body could handle it, I don't know. Laying around suffering and waiting to die is a torture. I wish on no one. Well, maybe Gates and Fauci, and heck, Trump, that SOB, for supporting this vax so fervently.
Yeah, he's still at it.
Yep.
Not gonna stop. Is this one more from Audrey here? Still fighting?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, we're going to wrap this up real quick. Still fighting, but I am alive because of... Help me with that word.
Mesenchymal stem cells.
Okay. Because of stem cell therapy, it slowly started to regenerate some parts of my body. I can drink and eat again, and I'm able to walk a mile a day now. My right hand is clawed now, and my left is skeletal because of the damage that's been done to me. I still feel as though I have water and bugs crawling under my skin, and my skin still can't regulate temperature, nor does it have elasticity yet. It has gotten thicker, though. I just don't know how much my body can regenerate at this point, but my plan is to keep doing the stem cell treatments till I stop seeing any improvements. I have yet to come across anyone that's gotten their body destroyed as a result of graphene shedding. Thank you for asking about me. I'm going to attach a photo to show how physically I've changed in 6 months. Maybe I can check in another 6 months and more things will have changed. I'm praying so. Well.
Yeah, that's the X39, the LifeWave X39 patch that she was using for stem cell. She wasn't actually going to a doctor. I don't think she can afford it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so those little patches, the X39, that people do see results with it. And all the supplements she did, that was the one that seemed to have some benefit for her situation.
Well, she seems to be particularly acutely wounded mm-hmm. by being around the vaxxed. I haven't seen one this bad. And her pictures... Go ahead.
I mean, she got a hefty dose. If she was in some sort of a function with 300 people that were freshly vaxxed, you know, that's probably more than the average dose.
And pushed her right over her threshold. Yeah.
Everybody's got a toxic burden of some sort. There may have been, you know, something else going on that she didn't know about that, you know, made her unusually susceptible to this type of assault.
All right, well, this is the human side of the unvaxxed dealing with the vaxxed, which you will not hear anywhere else. And I hope this is helpful for you. That's what we're doing it for. These people deserve a voice. And this is less than a measurable 1%, less than 1/10, 1/1000th of 1%. This is going on all over the place. We have many more to bring you next time on Wednesday. Any final comment, Erica?
No, just, you know, keep your guard up.
And don't worry about being called, paranoid. You are not paranoid. You have knowledge on your side. So choose your own path in life and to hell with those who criticize you. Stay away from them. They're not out to help you and they are not your friends or they would leave you alone and they would support you in whatever you wish to do. Don't forget that.
Yep. I agree.
All right. All right. Thank you. Talk soon. Oh. Good job.
Okay, Jeff. Thank you. Okay. Good night, everyone.
Okay. We will be right back in just a couple minutes. Hang on.